I did a little bit of everything. I burned cars, burned garages. Anything we had to do, if somebody had to be roughed up, breaking their legs or slapping them around. A big thing that we tried to stay away from violence as much as possible, okay? Because if you start going around beating up everybody that's owed you money, they can't work, and if they can't work, they can't pay. So, you know, there's not as much violence as people think. Because we were to a point where people knew what we were capable of, and they didn't want that to happen to them. So they usually did as we said. It was very, very few and far between when we had, you know, a lot of times there was a message, you know, burn a car, break a window, kill an animal, a rat or something, put it on their car hood, hang by the front door. They usually got the message. But when they didn't, a lot of times it was a crack to the side of the face. And my father had a lot of different ways he'd show us how to knock a guy down and get over him. And once, you know, once a guy catches, we'd call it a crack to the side of the head, and he's on the floor, you got his undivided attention. And that's what we would do. Very, very seldom would we actually have to break somebody's legs or really hurt them really bad. If it was to that point, a lot of times the person was going to get killed. A lot of the killing, you can't just kill anybody because you want to. You have to get the okay. So it's either comes down through the ranks that somebody needs to be killed, or you go up the ranks and you ask, hey, you know, this guy's got a problem. I want to get rid of him. You know, it was very, very organized for a while.
You say this. You say like this, like it's bringing your car for a service. For goodness' sake, you send this in such a cold, calculated way. How did you feel when you were doing this? When you were beating people up?
Well,
did it come easy to you?
By nature, I'm a nice person. Everybody that knows me on the street knows I'm a nice person. I was always very good with my hands. I fought when I was a kid in amateur boxing, undefeated. I when I'm doing it, I believed in it, okay? Later on, when I started looking back and seeing what I was doing and seeing what my legacy was going to be, and I had kids, that's when I started thinking differently. I developed two personalities. You know, I learned to turn a switch on and turn a switch off. And it's really very, very sociopathic, you know, and that's the way it is. You know, and I still have to deal with this every day today. You know, I have to, like an alcoholic would or a drug addict or somebody who's obese, you know, every day I have to process in my mind when a situation comes up. Sometimes I'll think like the old Frank, and then I have to step back and process and say, wait, I can't do it that way. I'll wind up where I was before.